Well, good evening. We're going to start tonight on Chav Beis on the Beis, right after the Mishnah. Rabbi Yechon and B'Shem Rabbi Yonai. We had already one Gemara before that said a similar thing. Ze'achav Mishal Shah Midrasha Shem B'Chavarim B'Kar. This is one of the three, we're about to say one of the three psukim which are absolutely clear, and there can be no doubt about what it's trying to convey. Okay. Daf Chav Gimel Manalaf. Here's the pasuk. It's actually, when you read it, see, it's actually not that clear. But okay. Kol chelav yitzav or kol chelav tira shudagon. What?
That's only part of the pasuk.
Yeah, it says, Reishi sam asher yitnu l'ashem l'chonisatim. Right, you're correct. There are those who say, kol psukin le paskim asher anel paskin le, that you should, whenever you're learning, always say the whole pasuk. And always say the pasuk with the shem Hashem, the way it's written. Ramesha suggests that, unless you're teaching little children, in which case you have to break it up. But I don't, do that. When I'm quoting a pasuk from the Gemara, the Gemara didn't quote the whole pasuk. Ich bin nicht mechuyev to do more than what the Gemara did. So, whatever. I mean, you might disagree with me, but that's been my approach. But anyway. So what's the context of the pasuk? What are we talking about? Talking about truma?
Best wine and oil.
Yeah. It's talking about Reishisam, I guess that's talking about truma. You know, I didn't even look up the pasuk.
Yes.
So. So like this. It says, let's examine the two words that are repeated. The two words that are repeated are the word chelev, right? Cholchelev yitzar, and then the cholchelev tirosh for dagon. So tirosh, of course, is what?
Wine.
That's wine, and dagon is grain. Yitzar is oil, right? So we have, you know, the famous story with Heinemann. He gave a guy a bechina in Yeridea, and he passed it flying colors. He knew hilchos shechita, taruvos, basa b'cholov. He knew it all, and then he says, before we go, tell me the taich of the words v'sirosh chavi yitzarecha in Kriya Shema. Dosa nitgevust. Heinemann said, no smicha for you.
I don't see it on the page.
Did you ever hear that?
No.
23a we are on now.
Oh, that's, I'm on the wrong page now.
Yes.
23a.
Okay.
Kol chelev yitzar b'chol chelev tirosh.
Right. So why does it say kol chelev twice? Okay, that's the issue that the Gemara is going to say. So chelev is the best, right?
Mm-hmm.
So the Torah, let's see, it says over here, man kayam, let's just read the Gemara. Man on, basically, and there's a little introductory thing here. It says over here, to teach that truma and meiser must be designated on behalf of each species separately. So it's called chelev yitzar. And a kochel of tirosh, and you know, you have to take from each one individually. That's the idea that's so clear.
So shouldn't the pasuk also say kochel of dogma?
Right. So that's the Gemara's going to address that in just a second. So manan kayamin, what are we talking about? Im l'mam eshem tom min hatirosh al hadogon. If the pasuk is grouping tirosh and dogon together, wine and grain together, to teach us that you can be mafresh from wine on grain, that wouldn't make any sense. Min dogon tirosh hatevan, you'll ask, hare tirosh v'yitzar hare shnei mina ilan. We know yitzar, which is the oil that comes from olives, and tirosh, which is wine, is coming from grapes. They both come from trees. They both come from ha'etz, right? Yet the pasuk clearly has designated separate chelevs for each one of them, teaching me that I cannot be mafresh from the oil on the grapes. So therefore, what? Ain tom l'mas mizal zeh. Du tarma matir shvi yitzar shehim yuchadim shein shnei minei ilon. Ain tom l'mas mizal zeh. Afani marba shnei minim shebedogon. So therefore, in other words, we know for sure it can't mean that you're going to take wine on dogon. That's for sure not. Because you can't take tirosh on yitzar. So So you can't take Yitzhar on Tirosh or Nashim Yitzhar on Yitzhar. You can't do either one of those, even though they have something in common. Whereas Tirosh and Dagon have nothing in common. So for sure you can't take one on the other. So therefore, why did they put them together?
To show me what? That's not allowed to take one from the other.
Just like you can't take from olives on wine because it's two separate minim.
Even though they're both trees.
So too, marbashne minim to bedogon. So if you have wheat and barley, even though they're both dogon, you can't take one on the other. Okay. This is the pasuk which is mechuvarim, right? This is the most clear. It's like beyond any shadow of a doubt. This drasha.
How do you know that trees are the same as grains? Maybe trees have one din and grains have another din, and you could separate barley from wheat, but even though you can't separate the olives, the wine from the grain.
Grapes
and olives.
Okay, so it's not so mechuvarim for you, huh?
Yeah.
Okay. Anyway, that's the statement from Rabbi Yochanan, right?
Yeah.
Okay. And it says all wheat is one species. The Gemara says, what do you need this for? Even if it's white wheat on red wheat or red wheat on white wheat, you know, it's to say, even though they're different colors, but they're all one species, and therefore you could be mafresh white on red, red on white. No problem. That's one species. Color makes no difference. Call min te'en and mcgrugus with vil'ach.
Somebody calls it wheat, it's wheat.
If it's wheat, it's a species of wheat, it's wheat. Call min te'en and mcgrugus with vil'achas. Now, the next statement in the Mishnah, and it's going to get a little bit more complicated, that you can have, these are three stages of figs, right? So you have a fresh fig, that's a te'ena. Grugus, it's a little bit more dried out. And dvela, it's already being pressed into a circle, right? So before we begin, let's just talk about one simple thing. Let's talk about, we had our earlier Gemara that says that there's three ways a person can be manfresh. I think we talked about it by Trumas Meiser. He said, you could be manfresh b'minyan, b'mido, or b'mishkal. Remember the Gemara? It says, one who does b'minyan is nice. One who does b'mido, it's nicer. One who does b'mishkal, there's ein lecha mida gadol mimena. What are the three, right? Minyan is I've got fifty figs here, right? So I only take 1/50. I take one fig out of it, so it's 1 for 50, right? Or if I got meiser, it's 10 figs for 100, right? So it's a minyan. It's a count. There's obviously, it's impossible for fruit to be universally the same size. All fruits different sizes. You go into the supermarket, you try to pick out the biggest apple or the smallest apple, depending on what kind of apple you love, right? So the apples are all different sizes. So let's just take apples, because that we're very familiar with apples. Let's suppose I have 10 apples. I want to take one apple out of the 10 from Meiser. It might be 1/10. It might be more than 1/10. It might be less than 1/10. Depends how you're measuring. So if you're doing one, that's a mida, that's a minyan, rather. That's a minyan. So that's the most imprecise measure you could have, right? Now let's take another way of doing it. Let's make it more apples. Let's take a bushel of apples. So you have a basket full of apples. The apples fill up the basket. Let's say that it's a flat top, not a top. It's a flat, rounded out top of a bushel. So if I've got 10 bushels like that of those apples, so I take one bushel, so that's pretty close, because no matter what size apple, they're all filling up that space. So that's a midah. That would be a midah. And of course, mishkal would be the most precise method. You're weighing it. You know you have exactly 50 pounds. You know if you take a 5 pounds, you have exactly 1/10 of the weight. So weight is the most exact. We're not going to talk about weight in this Gemara at all. We're talking now, the Gemara is not going to talk about when we have, let's switch to what we're talking about, figs. So you have a fig that's fresh, that's a nice plump fig, and you have a fig that's all dried out. That's a dried out farkushkush fig that you get for shalach manis. So those shalach manis figs, right? So you take, let's suppose I have 10 nice fresh figs, or let's say make it easier. 9 fresh figs and 1 shalach manis fig. So you're going to take the 1 shalach manis fig as meiser for the whole bunch. It's the smallest fig of the whole bunch. One time though, right? One time, I'm all excited before it got all dried out. It was also a fresh fig once upon a time. So how do you look at it? Do you look at it as the way it once was? Are you looking at it the way it is right now? How do you look at it? That's the Gemara I was going to talk about right now. Okay.
It doesn't make a difference.
Or maybe it doesn't make any difference. Let's see what it says. Come into Einu McGregor's with Vela Achas. All varieties are one. I mean, you can be mafresh one or the other. So the Gemara says, Tony, Tormentain of Alagregus Beminyan. You can take fresh figs on dried figs if you count them. That means what? It means you're going to take 1 fresh fig for 10 other figs that might have, 5 fresh figs and 5 dried figs. But you're taking 1 fresh fig for the bunch. That we're talking about truma here. Okay, let's pay attention to the verbs. So here it says torment. It might mean we're only talking about truma over here, not miser. So let's just stick first with truma. We'll discuss what the problems are with miser later. So you can take that, right? Again, let me just say this. The goal here is we want the kohen to never lose, right? So we don't want the kohen to end up with a lower volume than he could have of total fruit, right? So you're going to take the fresh fig because that way you'll get the most. Gregor saw to in of amida, or you could take the dried figs if you're going to do it by volume, because that way, right? If I have a basket of dried figs and I'm taking a basket of dried figs for like one basket for 50, one out of 50 baskets, right? And the other 50 baskets have fresh figs, so if I would have taken 1 basket of fresh figs, it certainly wouldn't add up to the total number of figs in the basket as if I would take a basket of dried figs, because the dried figs take much less space. So the kohen gets a windfall over here instead of 150 if he's going to get more, right? Avalot ha'enam al gregos b'midah, but you can't do it the other way around, right? You can't take... Amida, right? You can't take fresh figs by volume because that's going to take more space, right? So if I have a basket of fresh figs, you can't take that basket on behalf of 50 baskets of dried figs because now you're giving the kohen less than we would have gotten. For Lord Gregor's Latain and Beminyan, nor can you take obviously dried figs by number. So because one dried fig out of 50 fresh figs is much less in terms of its volume of fruit than had it been a fresh fig, right? Is this clear? This is very clear. So that's the Tanakam. Reb Shum Ben Gamliel Amar Salitain with Gregor's Menachon Hay. He goes in, he says, nope, baskets are baskets. It doesn't matter. A basket is a universal measure across the board, regardless of what kind of fruit is in it. It could be fresh, it could be dried, I don't care. It's one basket. If it's one, like it's one basket out of 50, I got one basket, I was yoitza, and I'm not worried about, he seems to not be worried at all about the hefzid coin, l'chayra. V'tomim ma'asim izal zeh, and you could, here he brings in the word ma'asrin. See, here we have a little bit of a problem, because in the bottom, if you take a look, he brings down In it's not on this particular mimer, but he mentions it anyway because we were talking about it. You see, one might ask, you see it on the bottom of 23a2, left hand column, second paragraph. One might ask, one who separates fresh figs as meiser on behalf of dry ones by number ends up with more than 10% of the volume, right? Because you got fresh figs on behalf of dried figs, you're going to end up. If I'm taking 1 fresh fig for 9 dried figs, I've got more than 10% here. And that's prohibited. Meiser must measure exactly 10%, no more, no less. How can the Raisa say you can take fresh figs from dry by number? Our Fulda explains, based on the Gemara, that the Raisa's ruling is said only is for Truma, and Truma has no upper limit. You can take 1/40th, 1/50th, 1/60th, right? There's no upper limit. It doesn't have to be exact. So, it says Maasrin. Besides, it says Torman Umaasrin. I'm not sure.
He's Yotzi taking Meiser. He's doing an action that satisfies that characteristic. It's not exactly Meiser. He's doing more than Meiser.
Well, he says you got to do exact. That was a basis of the question. I'm not sure exactly.
So that's why you do it by volume.
Right. You should do it by volume, by Meiser. Yeah. So in the case of Meiser, it says, however, one must indeed separate the produce by volume. Okay. It's something to keep in mind let's just learn it with Truma for now. And when it says Meiser, maybe it's talking about Truma's Meiser. And Truma's Meiser, there are some shitas that hold you could even be marba on 10%, unlike Meiser, because it has a shame Truma in it, and it has this characteristic of Truma that you could go above the 10%. It's there is a sheet like that. That's one of the answers.
Why is it by Meiser it has to be exact?
Because it says Meiser. I mean, I don't know.
Doesn't adding the Meiser concept show you the kayach of the basket? That's the whole kayach of his chiddush. That we're measuring it by basket. And so that was the chiddush. And right. By saying truma baskets, so
you're saying it doesn't matter.
Right.
Basically, you're saying it doesn't matter. As long as you yotze the din meiser through the measure, through the shame measure of basket, you're yotze, and that's it. We don't have to worry about anything further, which is fine. And that's probably why he doesn't have this comment, my Reb Shimon ben Gamliel. He doesn't have it by 13. I was expecting it by 13. He puts it in the Tanakhama. Okay. Amar Rabbi Shmuel Rabbi Yosi. So we have dissent. Dissent number one to the Tanakhama was Rabbi Shmuel Gamliel. Dissent number two, Amar Rabbi Shmuel Rabbi Yosi. Rabbi Shmuel is quoting his father Rabbi Yosi. We're going to refer to Rabbi Yosi later. So remember, this is Abba Rabbi Yosi. Hayanoitel Eser Gerges Menam Muktza. Muktza is a place where they're being set aside on the roof to dry out, or not the roof. Wherever it is, it's a drying out area. That's called mukta. So father used to take 10 dried out figs, al tishim te'enim shebakalkola, and he would take it as meiser for what? For the 90 fresh figs. So he would take the 10 dry figs for the 90 fresh figs, right? Even though the dried figs are smaller, right? 14. Rabbi Yosi separated dried figs by number. It says here, by number, right? He's taking
10
for 100, right? So even though the smaller size resulted in less than a full measure in terms of volume, which is against the Tanakhama's second psak, which said you can't take dried volume, but dried figs by number. You can only take it by volume, okay?
So here he's talking about Meiser again.
Right. And the brackets in the bottom, you'll see it's where it says it over here, that the Brice is discussing Trumas Meiser follows the view of Abba El Azar Ben Gomel, who says that Trumas Meiser, like Truma, but unlike Meiser, has no upper limit. See, the brackets is what says what I told you. Okay, so now we're on Amid Beis, of Gimel Amid Beis. Now, the question is, why did Rabbi Yosi do it this way? So Rabbi Yirmiyah Sovar Meimar. Here we have, we're trying to explain Rabbi Yosi. So Rabbi Yirmiyah has his explanation of Rabbi Yosi's practice. Again, Rabbi Yosi did what? He took by number dried for fresh. So why did he do that? Ataroes hatzameik ki'ilo tofeach. Very interesting svara. He looks at something which is dried out as if it's swollen. In other words, it was once swollen. So I'm going to look at it and say to myself, listen, just because it's dried out now, I don't care. It was once that larger size. So therefore, that's why he allowed it. Okay? Unasav salin kamadi inun. And he took baskets of fresh figs whose volume was deemed the same as those dried figs separated as meiser. Okay, so what it means, he took for himself, right? So it comes out, I mean, it's difficult to say this about Rabbi Yossi, but it comes out, it's a little bit of a selfishness, right? That he's giving the Kohen the dried out stuff, right? And taking for himself the larger baskets and getting the better figs.
I don't assume that a dried fig is worse than a fresh fig. A fresh fig will get spoiled right away. A dried fig you can keep for a long time.
Indefinitely.
Yeah.
From perm to perm.
It's better. Yeah, well, exactly. No, but that's the point. It doesn't rot. It doesn't get mold.
I understand. So we talked about this in the previous page, which is better, the thing that doesn't spoil, or the better quality. Yeah. So that was exactly what we spoke. To tell you the truth, I love a fresh fig, and I can't stand dried figs. Yeah, so if you're going to give me a bag of dried figs for Shalchmanis, please don't.
I got fresh figs, okay, but I don't know if they're around. But I don't think we have them on Purim.
Okay.
Yeah.
Very good.
Yeah.
So that's what it says. Rabbi Yoina. So that was Rabbi Yirmiya is trying to give his svara in why Rabbi Yossi did what he did. He has the svara of Tzomek, Kilo Tafeach. Now we're going to go to a different shot. Rabbi Yoina, Rabbi Yossi, Tabeim Amrin, Derech HaTafeach Litzmok, and Derech HaTzomek Litzfoach. Swollen fruit, when it's full of its juices, so that will shrink when you put it in the sun and let it sit out, and it'll shrink to size. But something that is already shrunken will not become swollen again. So they feel that Rabbi Yirmiya is not being logical. That can't be the reason for Rabbi Yossi. He would not look at something which is shrunken as if it's swollen, right? Okay. And as for the Tana Rabbi Yossi's heter to separate dried figs from fresh, despite the difference in size, so the English says, it signifies he's not concerned about the potential loss to the coin. He's not worried about that. So the coin will lose. I'm not worried about it. And that's it. He kind of like just writes it off. So therefore, he's just doing it. And here he says it again. Rasav Salon Ravavim Bitainaya again. So based on according to this, Rabbi Yossi took large baskets of fresh figs in exchange for a small basket of dried figs. And then number four, he says, it follows up, at the end it says, Mark expresses this by saying, Rabbi Yossi took for himself large baskets, while giving the coin only small baskets, a lesser volume of dried figs. According to Rabbi Yossi, this disparity in volume is permitted, because he's not worried about it. Okay. Amalain Rabacha. So Rabacha wants to bring a raya to Rabbi Yoina and Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yossi the Amora, against Rabbi Yirmiya the Amora, in explanation of Rabbi Yossi the Tana. Okay. Kain Rabbi Ila Rabchain Havabay. Rabbi Ila your Rebbe. So too did Rabbi Ila your teacher question the statement of Rabbi Yirmiya. In other words, he also had that same question you had. Is it the derech of something that's dried to become full again? He had the same question. Whatever, he's just mentioning that there's someone else that had the same question you guys had, right? Taman Tninon. We learned in the Mishnah over there. Where's there? Five taras, okay? Kibetza Eichlin. You have, this is going to come up. I seem to recall the Minchas Chinuch has a whole discussion about this shy life. I think it was in Hilas Berachas HaMazon, but I don't remember. Genoi, where he talks about, you know, if something was like when you come to when he's talking about shiurim of kazayas, so if something, you know, gets dried out and it becomes shrunken. So is that a kazayas still, or do you look at it the original way? I he had a whole discussion, but this Yerushalmi would be the headquarters for this. So over there, it says that if you have a kibetza eichlin, if you have an egg's volume worth of food, contaminated food, was tummy. Shehinichem b'chamin, you put it in the sun, v'nismatu, and it became less than a kibetza, right? In order to be matami other foods, it has to be kibetza size. If it's less than a kibetza, it will not be matami other foods. Okay, let's assume that for the time being. V'chein kazayis for nevela. Now let's go to other things, not tuma, but the isra achila of nevela. You had a kazayis, which is the basic isra. Put it in the sun, it dried out, it became less than a kazayis. And you ate it. What's the din?
Right? You ate it or it's tummy.
No. Now we're talking about achila. Kedosha min asharas, kazayas pigel, kazayas noiser, kazayas chaylev. All these things, you eat them, a lot of them, you eat them, you're kind of malchus, some of them, you eat them, you're kind of chorus, whatever it is. Hare el tahirin. So when it comes to the contaminated foods, they're tahar. Maybe it's, maybe you're right, maybe it isn't. Whatever, it's, you're right. Maybe Nebela was someone tahar, but whatever. But Pigel, Noiser, and Kalev, they were certainly a shalos of Achila.
It's the same thing with the funnel. And we said that the Zayin is less than Kaveitza, so it doesn't transfer.
Yeah, but there was originally less.
Right.
Here we're talking about what was originally more.
Right, but I'm saying you're talking the same, of the Tumah. The same of transfer tumor. Of Tumah.
That's correct. Yeah. So the Mishnah then says, now we're on 23b2 in the English, the Mishnah then states that if one placed these foods in the rain and they expanded, right? So they were dried out, but now, I mean, this is like, isn't this what they do on when they go into outer space? They take tang or dried food and they put some liquid on it and they make it expand, right? So if you put these foods in the rain and they expand, the contaminated items are tamei and you're chayv for them, right? So that's what the Mishnah says over there in Taras. So Duramoy Amri, the rabbis of the south said, the only time that that's true is if they were originally a kazayas. So if it was originally a kazayas and it shrunk to less than a kazayas, then it rained on the food and it expanded back to a kazayas. So that's where you're chayiv if you'll now eat it. But if it was never a kazayas to begin with and it rained on the food and it expanded, it swelled up, then you would not be chayiv kazayas. Right? An opposing view. So that was who? That was the Durumoy, the rabbis of the south. But now we're going on Kav Dalet. But Rabbi Yechon and Rish Lakish say, no, Afal Vishayim Bahem Kazayas Meikar. They hold that even if it wasn't a Kazayas and it rained on it and it expanded to be a size of a Kazayas, you're also Chayiv. So they argue. Okay, so that's what we'll end off basically here. We'll just read the paragraph here. The rabbis of the south rule, unless these foods were once of requisite size, the present expansion would not determine the halachic status. So that seems to match Rabbi Yonah and Rabbi Yossi, that the volume of a dried fig is not by its expanded state, but by its shrunken state. Rabbi Yonah and Rish Lakish rule, even if they were not originally requisite size, if they expand, they will become halachic, the halacha will change. So that would be like Rabbi Yirmiyah, who said that Rabbi Yossi was looking at everything as if it had expanded. Okay, Ad Kan. So the Gemara, we'll continue on this Shiloh. It's Hashem, which is Shabbos, 8:00.
8:00.
Call 12, everybody.
Finish preparing.
I'm running out from Meir of Abe, then I'm going up to Nei Yisrael. If you want me to call you later, I'm happy to do so. Are you up to it, or you want to go to sleep?
Abe's up to coming out already.
If I'm up to it, I'll call you, okay?
Okay. Bye.
Okay, thank
bye-bye.
You.
Bye-bye. Thank you.
Up to going
out of it? No, I got it on my earth. So I just sent a snark and I got to go to my grandson. Take care, bye. I'm good in Shabbos. Yossi Goldstein is going to be having a retirement kiddush this Shabbos.
Really?
Yeah. In his house. Up on Strathmore, all the way up by Rabbi. What's the name? What's the show? Stern Hills.
You eat my portion.
Okay. Cult of.